This week in Parshas Vayakil Pkudei, the Torah repeats again twice the Kelim of the Mishkan. And there's something very interesting following Parshas Truma Tetzaveh, what followed by Vayakil Pkudei, that the Torah has four, the Mishkan had four Kelim that had rings and had badim. The Oroin had rings and badim. The Shulchan has rings and badim. The Mizbeach HaZov has rings and badim. And the Mizbeach HaChitzon has rings and badim. Four Kelim have rings and badim. And the Netziv is Oymed, and if you look good in Parshas Truma Tetzaveh, Vayakil Pkudei, as a difference, the way the Torah writes down the badim and the taboes by the Oroin, Shulchan, and the Mizbechechos. And if we'll look inside, we'll see it. It's very interesting. We'll start from Parshas Truma. The first time that the Torah brings down to do the Oroin, it says, Ve'osu Oroin atzei shitim, Ve'yotzakto lo arba taboi zov, Ve'osiso badei atzei shitim, do the badim, Ve'heveiso es abadim bataboes, and bring the badim inside the taboes to carry the Oroin. Betaboes ha'orin yu abadim lo yosuru. So it looks like you have to make an Oroin, you have to make the rings, and you have to make the badim, and you put it inside. The way of creating and doing the Oroin is by doing the Oroin, by doing rings, by doing badim, and put it inside. The Torah will follow the same thing by us in Parshas Vayakel, when it's brought down the Seder of the Kelim. So the Seder in Parshas Vayakel starts Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe Vayomer Moshe. Vayasu es ha'orin, and the pasuk says how they did the orin. Vayotzak loy arba taboizov, perek lamed zayin pasuk gimel. Vayas badei atzishitim, vayoveyes abadim bataboes losis es ha'orin. So when they did it, they did the taboes, they did the badim, and they put it inside. And again in Parshas Pkudei, when it's brought down how Moshe Rabbeinu did everything, es ha'orin ve'es bado ve'es ha'kapoiras. So three times it's brought down the orin, the badim, the taboes, and they are put together. And this is the way Bezalel did it. The badim are a part of the kelim. When it comes to the Shulchan, it's different. We'll start from Parshas Truma. V'osiso Shulchan atzei shitim. V'osiso loy arba taboi zov. V'nosatos ataboes al arba apeyos. V'osiso es abadim atzei shitim. V'niso boves ha'shulchan. The Shulchan would be carried by them. It doesn't say to put the badim inside the Shulchan. The same thing in Parshas Vayakel, when it's brought down that they did the Shulchan, the same thing again. Vayas es ha'shulchan, vayas le'mizgeres, vayitzek le'arbat ha'boiz, vayas es ha'badim atzei shitim, los es ha'shulchan. It doesn't say that he put him inside. And in Parshas Pkudei already, es ha'shulchan is called keilo ve'es lechem aponim. Doesn't mention even the body. What is the difference? The same thing, the mizbachachos are not mentioned that you put the body inside the mizbachachos. So the Netziv is meramistered. I heard it from my Shver Rav Avraham Gurwitz. The following vote. The Oroin has the Badim inside the Tzura of the Keli. The Shulchan had Badim that you could carry the Shulchan, but it was not a part of the Tzura of the Keli. The Mizbeches was not a part of the Tzura of the Keli. The Teire has to be that a person, where he goes, the Badim are the ones that carry the Oroin. A person cannot go without the Teire. He's in Golus, he's with the Torah. He's in good Matzav, he's with the Torah. Bad Matzav with the Torah. He never leaves the Torah. He never leaves the Torah. Not for a second. Not for a second he doesn't leave the Torah. The Torah is with him the whole time. The Shulchan is the way a person lives. The Shulchan is symbolized by a person, his Parnasa. A person has to know sometimes in life he leaves his parnosa for Yiddishkeit and he moves a city and he moves a town and he changes profession because for Yiddishkeit it's not good what he's doing. But the Torah could never be stopped. The Torah, he could never separate from the Torah. Where he goes, kveayitim le-Torah. Where he goes, he has to follow the Torah. It doesn't make a difference what kind of matzev. V'shtudah shalach lefonov lasis le-beis ha-Talmud. But the Shulchan that is Mesamel, the Parnosa, and the Mizbechechois, the Mesamel, that sometimes you have to leave. Because not every time in life you have to be attached to that. I want to add to that something that I heard from Reb David Povalsky. It says in the Gemara in Soito, David HaMelech says, Zmiroi soyu lichukecho bebeis megurai. David, you're calling the Torah Zemeril. Chayecho shani mashkichecho dovor sheafilu tinoikui shel besra ben yoidi moisoi. I'll make you to forget something sheafilu tinoikui shel besra ben yoidi moisoi. Umau bakotef isau. You will forget a pasuk bakotef isau. And the Gemara says that later on, when they took the oren from Plishtim, David HaMelech, they forgot the pasuk in Bakot Efisau when they carried the oren on a wagon, and Vayifretz Hashem Peretz Uziah, and Uziah died. So David Povalsky asked the following question. David said, Zmirois, Omar LeHakadosh Baruch Hu, David, you're calling the Torah a zemer, a song, I'll make you to forget something that even the kids know. And what is it, Bakot Efisau? And the question is, why Dafka the Pasuk from Bakot Efisau? You could make him to forget different Pasukim. He could forget the Pasuk of Moida'ani, a Pasuk to tie the left shoe before the right shoe. There's more things than Evi Tinoke Shem Bisrab and Yoidi Moisei. Why Dafka the Pasuk from Bakot Efisau? And the answer is, David said Zmirois, the Torah is a Zemer. The Oren, we said, the Badim are part of the Tzur of the Oren. Why? Torah is Bakot Efisau. All of the Kelim were Bakot Efisau. But the Torah has to be the whole time because the Chefza of Torah is you carry it on the shoulders. Torah is a Molo Shul Torah, Yegiyosa Shul Torah. It doesn't come by sitting on your armchair, laying back, and reading a Gemara with something easy to make it to understand. It's also very important. But that cannot make you to have the Kinyan. Torah is on the shoulders, Bakot Efisau. David! You're saying, Zmiro Yisrael Yulichukecho. Chayecho, you will forget the Pasuk of Bakot Efisau. And when they carry the Oren, they carry it by Agolas. But it's very interesting. Who had it the easiest in the Mishkan? The ones that carried the Oren. Why? All the other Kelim you had to carry. It was a big job. The Oren, Oren Noises Noisov. They flew. The Goyen says even more from that. The Goyen says that all the sick people would hold on to the Kohanim and they would fly with them. I never knew if the Pshat, the Oren went very, very high and like was a chain down or they flew to the side. But it was hundreds of people flying with the Kohanim. So really the Oren was the easiest Keli. Ha'oren nois es noisov. You have to step in. You have to take it on your shoulders. You have to take the masa of the Oren. After you take the Masa of the Oren, Hashem makes it the easiest. But in the beginning is Bakot Efisau. You have to carry it on your shoulders. You have to carry it. You have to carry it. A Masa on the shoulders. That is Bakot Efisau. So David, Teres Mirois only after it's Bakot if he saw. This is the reason the Taboes Aoroin you abadim lo yosuru mimenu. The shape of the Oroin is with Badim, with carrying it. All of the other kelim, sometimes you have to carry. Sometimes in life it's easy and sometimes it's hard. The Oroin is every time on the shoulder, it's no easy. But after you start, then it becomes the easiest. That is the tzura of the Oroin. Bakot if he saw. A person has to know, it's meduyek. Ha'oroin noise carries es noisov, the one that carrying him, not the one that touches them. Some people think they will just touch and it will become easy. No. The first hour, sometimes on Shabbos you start to learn. The first hour is hard, the second hour is hard, the third. But then it becomes easy, you can finish Masechtas. But you have to break through. You have to have the Bakot Efiso. When you have the Bakot Efiso, then you have the Siyata Dishmaya. But there's another part that we see in this week's Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu goes over and he tells Klal Yisrael in Parshas Pkudei what I did with everything that you gave me. And he makes a cheshbon. This is Vayakel Pkudei. And he repeats every piece of money where it went. And it says, Vayi me'as kikar ha-kesef. But they collect from Machtzis ha-shekel to make the 100 adonim. So what they did with the money that they collect from Machtzis ha-shekel, they made the adonim. Why dafka the adonim they made from the Machtzis ha-shekel? So I heard a Givaldik Epshat. We know Parshas Truma is called Nadiv Libo Yevieyo. The Goren explains, it's Rabbi Al Sheikh, that in Trumas and Mishkan you cannot force people. They had to bring a Benadiv slave. Why? Not because without lave it's stam missing. Because the Goren explains that the Iker Asiyas and Mishkan is the lave, is the Rotzen of Klal Yisrael. Without that you can't have a Mishkan. So the question is, but in Machtzis HaShekel, HaOshir Lo Yarbe, VeHadal Lo Yamid, everyone had to bring? The answer is, the Maharal says in Kabbalah Satayra, Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh V'Nishma. But was Kofar Lemar Kegigis? Tesis asks the following question, why did Kofar Lemar Kegigis? They said, Naaseh V'Nishma. And Tesis answers, the Eshe Gdoilo. So the Maharal explains, Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh V'Nishma. They wanted to accept the Torah. But a person has to know it's not enough that you want to. Torah also has to be in a force. If it's only if you want to, when it's hard for you, you stop. You said Naaseh V'Nishma, now that you want, but I want to teach you. It's a force. The Mishkan is Nidva slave. But the Adonim that the Mishkan is standing on isn't a force. A person likes to have a Kol HaSatov to a yeshiva. But if he doesn't heal, then he has to. So the day that he doesn't want, he will not have a Kol HaSatov. About it. We don't need a Kol HaSatov that someone feels that he has to. But a person has to have the wanu and wants and force. A person who loves learning. For sure, you have to learn because you love. But you have to know, I have to. It can't be a day that I don't learn. When a person has both, the rotzoin, with the force, then a person is success. So in the Mishkan, the Adonim, what is the Adonim? When the Mishkan is standing, is in force. Machtzis HaShekel. The rest is lave. The building is lave. The 24 hours is the lave. Kol HaTov is the lave. Learning is the lave. Be'ahava be'rotzoin. But the Yesoidus, Foundations, Yesoidus, has to be a Hechrech. Klal Yisrael says, Naaseh V'Nishma. But you have to have a Kof Olam HaKegigis. So this is the Yesoidus, two Yesoidus. First you have to have Bakot Efiso. To know that you have to have a molosh of Torah, and without Torah you can. A master is a badim, a tabo is loike. The Oroin has the shape as a badim. But to know chutz from the leiv, you also have to have a hechrech. That is the hechrech of the Adonim. When you have both things together, be'ezus Hashem, then we zoich etake to ashras ashchine, and be'ezus Hashem we'll be zoich et abis amigdash we build, v'meheiro be'yomeinu, amen.